Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee will reconvene.
Oh, that's where the...
For the record, this is still, what is the date today? March 28th, 2012. Sarah Bonoff, we meet again.
We do, Mr. Chair.
Got other things going?
We just started, didn't we?
Let's see, we are on Senate File 2304.
We are, Mr. Chair, and I believe I had the A18. I believe you've now offered the A17.
Why don't we do it this way? Can Senator Bonoff move to withdraw the A?
I don't think it was ever offered.
Did we ever put it into effect? Did we ever move it? Okay. What was the name of that amendment?
A17.
Senator Newman, would you move the A17 amendment? The A17 amendment is moved, but we will need a description of it.
Well, Mr. Chair, we never, I don't believe that we acted on the A18, and there are things we did need to adopt in the A18.
Well, I didn't think so. What needed to be adopted, Senator?
Mr. Chair, we needed to adopt, starting on line 28. I thought we were going to adopt all of that language up until line 2.15, and then you were going to substitute your study for the requirement for criminal background.
Senator Bonoff, maybe I got my communication wrong, but we were going to present the A17 amendment in place of your A18 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I heard your offer for the A18. What it says is, besides replacing the criminal background check with a study, the requirement for criminal background is Section 14 on the A18. I did accept what you said, that you can replace a criminal background check with a study. But what I'm referring to is prior to that, we had the things which you had talked about you would accept for now and talk to Representative Kiffmeyer about offline and trust that that would move along. And that was lines 1.28 up until lines 2.14.
Ms. Pontius, we're trying to determine what are the essential items in the A18 amendment that must be added to make the bill.
Mr. Chair and members, just from the perspective of what's in the bill, just kind of technical, if you look at page 1, line 28, which just inserts paragraph coding, and then page 2, lines 1 to 3, which basically is kind of an application provision for when these internet postings have to be done. Because I think right now the bill has an immediate effective date. So this actually lays out when the boards and the commissioner actually have to come in compliance with these requirements.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bonoff, when I presented you the A17 amendment shortly after we recessed, I remember specifically stating that we would accept the A17 amendment and then get the bill out. It was not in addition to the A18 that you had presented. I don't know how we got our wires crossed on it, but that's what our offer is now, with the additional technical language that Senator or that council.
Mr. Chair, I think we aren't doing our duty to the public. I think if you wanted to delete that settlements part, based on the conversation, which you actually said in prior conversation, as I recall, that you didn't want to delete it. You were going to trust it go along, but to take all that out in light of the amount of publicity that has been around this problem with regard to the medical health licensing boards, and have the Senate come forward with a bill that has nothing in there with regard to all of the things that were in that section, I think, you know, I would have to go on the record and saying in haste, we are making a mistake. And I don't think that I can trust what's going to happen in the other body enough to just say, oh, they'll fix that mistake. I think we did go through that part, and we had Mr. Renner speak about it, and there was the question that Senator Newman raised with regard to that. With regard to the note that I received, it does say, besides replacing the criminal background check with a study, it was never my understanding we were completely deleting the part where we would make certain that the public knew about these other issues.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bonhoff, I don't know if this is going to help or hurt, because I'm not too sure where the confusion occurred, but I will tell you that I am not in support of that portion of the A18 amendment, which is on line 129 about medical malpractice settlements for the reasons that I stated this morning. And if we go to the next page, I again question, just basic due process on line 2.2, if we're going to accept and post to the public information from other states and other jurisdictions. We just simply don't know what that might be. So I don't know if this helps in the conversation, but I'm not going to be supporting, at least those two portions of the A18 amendment.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Any other comment? Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question about this morning when we were doing this bill. The room was filled with people, so I just worry that if there was some agreement that was reached that now maybe is not necessarily the agreement other people thought was reached. So would people be here to testify one way or the other if they thought one way or the other is what I'm just curious about. If there were people that are not here now because they thought something was going to happen and it's not. I'm just throwing the question out there.
Mr.
I know
Chair,
that people
I've conferred with those behind me, and we'd like to keep moving.
Okay.
All right. Sorry for the confusion, Sarah Bonner. Senator Harrington.
Mr. Chair, Senator, I guess I'm confused on what your objection is to them posting a number, not posting the cases is what I was led
what
to
line?
Believe. This is on the references to on 1.29, 1.31 on the A18. I think that's what Senator Newman was referencing that he had an objection to.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Harrington, civil lawsuits are resolved for a wide variety of reasons and not always on the merits. And I just don't see where posting these medical malpractice settlements is going to be necessarily of any benefit to the public and in fact, could hurt the medical providers as opposed to providing information. And again, it's because these civil lawsuits don't necessarily settle because it's a meritorious claim. Now, if we are seriously going to entertain putting that kind of information out there to the public, and my recollection is that Mr. Renner testified this morning that this would become public information, then I would be inclined to hear, more information than what was presented this morning. But that's my reasoning, is I don't know that it is necessarily accurate, meritorious claims that have been settled and are now going to be made available to the public.
Senator Harrington, I'm sorry.
And I appreciate that, But much like plea bargains in criminal cases, where there are lots of different reasons why the charge that we end up with in a criminal case ends up being that charge and not the 8 or 9 other charges that we bring forward in a criminal prosecution, I think you could make the same case there that says the guy we arrest and tag for 9 different violations of DUI and fleeing, but ultimately pleads to 1 count of DUI. He did, in fact, plead to that 1 count, and so it is still a flag to someone who's going to hire him to drive or something else as to that there was a reason to inquire. All this is giving them is the number of times that they have settled, and I'm not sure how that is that strongly disadvantageous to the medical provider.
Well, if I can add one thing here, if you can go to page 6.27 of the bill.
On the original bill?
Yes. There is a little more information regarding the malpractice reference, starting at information describing the judgments shall be developed by the boards, stated in plain English, and shall ensure the public understands the context of the action. So it's more than just a reference, I think, Senator Harrington.
Well, Mr. Chair.
If I may respond, Mr. Chairman, to Senator Harrington.
Senator Newman.
Medical malpractice cases, Senator Harrington, number one, completely, absolutely different than any kind of criminal charges. We are not talking about criminal cases. We're talking about civil cases. So an enormous difference in my estimation. In particular, medical malpractice cases are different than just about any other kind of civil cases that can be brought forward simply by reason of, what I would call an affidavit of peer review. I mean, that's the starting point before you can even bring the action. And in a nutshell, medical malpractice cases become so expensive to fight that many, many, many of them are resolved, if for no other reason than the cost of litigation. It's cheaper to pay them off than it is to fight them, even if the medical provider feels nothing, that the medical provider or the doctor or the nurse or whoever we're talking about didn't do anything wrong. And, I have a sincere fear that there will be doctors and nurses and dentists and any kind of medical provider that is involved in something like this are going to be harmed. Their careers are going to be harmed because of a settlement that was posted to the public that has nothing to do with a meritorious claim. And so there, in my mind, simply has to be something more than just a settlement because, again, they are so difficult and so expensive to defend that when I balance the benefit to the public versus the harm to the medical provider, in my mind, it's out of whack. And I simply don't agree with simply posting to the public those kinds of settlements without more.
Senator Harrington.
And Mr. Chair, and Senator Newman, I appreciate that. I mean, in some ways, I think you've made me helping make my argument that for a tort case, we're talking simple preponderance of the evidence, typically, even if it was to be proven. We're only talking 51%, whereas in a criminal case, we're talking a much higher threshold. So I think, the peer review and those other things that go into this do provide the public with, once they dig into this, some real information that they could use to make a good judgment. And if you have a doctor who's had, I don't know if 3 is the number or 5 is the number or what the number is, but if I'm sending my kids someplace and the doc's got 5 malpractice cases that have been settled, I kind of do want to know that before I pick that doc out of the world of pediatricians to do surgery on my kid. And I think there is a reasonable case to be made that, informing the public. Now, I appreciate your caveat that there are suits that do get dismissed without prejudice, where there is no admission of guilt. It's kind of a nolo contendere that you get sometimes even in other proceedings. I might be more comfortable in those cases where there is no admission of guilt or wrongdoing, but where there's a settlement, where there is clear evidence of wrongdoing or of misfeasance or malfeasance, I'm not sure how we aren't harming the public by not giving them that information.
Okay, Mr. If I may, two comments, Mr. Chairman, and I'm going to drop it. Number one, there's many, many, many of the cases that you are describing are never sued out or are never filed in court.
Okay.
Secondly, I have never read a release in any settlement where there is an admission of wrongdoing. There is always a denial. I have done nothing wrong, but nevertheless, I'm going to settle this suit. And you could look at a laundry list of thousands of settlement agreements, and you will never find an admission of wrongdoing. With that, I've said my piece, and that's what I think.
Senator Harrington, anything more?
I don't have a rebuttal, and I don't want to continue the back and forth. I think I've said my piece that I think there is a public safety or a good practices benefit by giving some notice to the public. I don't have civil law is not my background, so I can't argue whether in fact there is never any admission to guilt in a major settlement or not. I mean, clearly there have been major settlements where the companies have paid out the dollar amount is so significant that you look at that and go, okay, I'm Dow Chemicals on the breast implants. At some point, I don't know that they ever admitted guilt or not, but after $1 billion or so, that seemed like that might have been an indication to others as to be careful of what you buy in that case. So, but I appreciate the dialogue. So,
right. Any other discussion on the A-17 amendment? Senator Thompson.
I won't reiterate the points made by Senator Newman, but I share his concerns. And to just add one thing very briefly, in the case of a medical malpractice claim, there's an insurance company involved as well that oftentimes they will, by contract, have the right and duty to defend, and they generally have the opportunity to make a decision about whether a settlement is made or not. So oftentimes, even if a physician or a nurse or any medical practitioner is convinced they've done nothing wrong, it actually may be in the end controlled by the insurer. Now, typically when you're dealing with a highly sophisticated insured like a physician or a nurse, they'll have a little bit more input than a layperson would in, say, a traffic accident case. But there again, another thing that sort of adds to this idea that it's not fair to necessarily negatively judge someone because of such a settlement is the individual that is the actual defendant may not even have control over whether there is a settlement. So I would add that as well.
Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just going back to complete the discussion on the previous A-18, because it was different than I expected, I had a pretty strong response at first, but upon reviewing what's actually left in the bill and relooking at the A-18, I'm comfortable that that we have certainly addressed with the public many of the things that I was most concerned about. I would agree with Senator Harrington. I thought that was a good add, but not mission critical. I think the most important thing we can do is what's contained in the bill, and that is to make sure there's a thorough review by the OLA on the Health Licensing Board to understand just what went wrong. Why were those people using doctors for procedures that had several time and time and time again issues where the public should have known and they should have been reprimanded? So ultimately, that is what our goal is, and I think there's enough in the bill that we still get there.
All right. Thank you, Senator Bonoff. And I want to apologize to you
for my
failure to communicate, but Senator Bonoff and I had a conversation on the Senate floor, and I think we kind of thought that this was behind us, and we were actually talking about family and
great
real issues out there and other issues that we both are fond of. And so,
right.
Senator Newman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The language that I am concerned about in the malpractice
Counsel?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that's correct. It would just be the malpractice judgment language that is in the original bill.
That's fine. I apologize.
Senator Bonhoff, did you want to add anything?
Well, I do. I just want to make sure members also know that the OLA special investigation was part of the A18 that you just cast aside, but that is going to have to be put back on in finance, because as this leaves judiciary, it no longer has that study.
Is that out of our jurisdiction?
Senator Bonhoff, we're aware you're going to do that.
Okay.
It's outside of our jurisdiction,
okay.
I believe. Senator Newman moves the A17 amendment. However, we have to amend the amendment with the language, some of the technical language on the A18, namely lines 1.28. It's page 6, line 16. Before the word each, insert parentheses A. And lines 2.1 through 2.3 found on the A18 amendment to be added as an amendment to the amendment on the A17. Any questions, Senator McGuire?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not on that particular point, but just because I'd asked the question this morning about this opportunity to contest accuracy of information, that's no longer going to be in this bill. But if I understand Ms. Pontius earlier today, she said that there's general data practices ability to contest data. That's about yourself. That may be incorrect. So this maybe applies to what language we're not including. I mean, I just think this is a good part, and I don't want to prolong this bill either, but maybe we could hear from
Ms. Pontius.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Senator McGuire, just to clarify, the language that was in the A18 amendment was actually special language that was in the context of somebody looking at the background information, the criminal history record. So it's almost like an extra process on top of what you would normally have under the Data Practices Act. So before there was even a disqualification or any action taken, the person would have a chance to look at the record right away and say, wait a minute, this is wrong. You'd still have the general power under the Data Practices Act to contest
and
the accuracy.
Thank you, Ms. Pontius. And I understand with the A17 amendment, we're going to just take a look at all of the background check information. And so we don't need that in here. Thank you.
Senator Newman moves the amendment to the amendment as previously described. Any further question? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senator Newman moves the A17 amendment as amended. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Now we have Senate File 2304 as amended. Senator Newman moves that Senate File 2304 as amended be recommended pass and move to finance. Any further discussion?
Just one more final discussion.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Put well your head.
Members should know that we will be, while I agreed with Mr. Chair that we were putting the combative sports back into probationary mode, we do not think there's enough oversight doing that in and of itself. So tomorrow in finance, we will also be adding some additional things to that, adding legislators to that commission to make sure there's oversight. So again, I just wanted to make sure people knew that so that they didn't walk out of here thinking that was done.
Thank you, Senator Bonhoff. And the only other thing that I have a concern about is that it not be eventually put into DPS as part of their responsibility.
Yes.
All right. All right. Senator Newman, once again, moves. Senate File 2304, as amended, be recommended to pass and move to finance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. We no longer have any business before this committee. We stand adjourned.
We needed cake.
That's a good point. Cake?
It's our last.
What was it?
What still needs to go?
Huh?
So should we go everything?
Chair, was this our last judiciary meeting? We should have had.